Mumineen, we are continuing Surah An'am. The verse I recite is verse number 84. And we bestowed upon him Isaac and Jacob. Each of one we guided. And Noah we guided before. And for his seed, David and Solomon, Job and Joseph, and Moses and Aaron. And thus do we reward the doers of good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about that Allah gave Ibrahim alayhi salam Ishaq and Yaqub. Allah gave it to him. Kullan hadayna, Allah individually guided them. Allah individually. But Nuhan hadayna min qabl, and before that he guided Nuh alayhi salam. Allah says, min durriyati from his seed. Now, who's durriyat? Whose seed? The discussion is, who is the seed of Ibrahim alayhi salam or the seed of Nuh alayhi salam? Because later came the discussion of Nuh alayhi salam. So there is a discussion about it, and the general consensus is that the seed Allah is talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because now Allah is talking about 17 Anbiya, and among 17, except two, they are all the seed of Ibrahim alayhi salam, except Elias and Lut. So they have the rule of generalization, taghlib. In taghlib, which is generalization, what is the most is accepted, not the everything included. You know, like whatever most is there, dominant, you accept that. So what is dominant here is, most of the children are described is from Ibrahim alayhi salam here. So the consensus is about children of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Women Turiyati means Ibrahim alayhi salam. Dawood wa Sulaiman wa Ayyub wa Yusuf wa Musa wa Harun wa Kadalika Nazil Muhsinin, and that's how we reward the good doers. Now these Anbiya are discussed, they have a special quality. They are all had a position of kingdom and ruling. They all ruled, you know, Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam, Ayyub was initially a rich man, then he became poor. Ayyub alayhi salam was initially a rich man, then he became poor. Yusuf alayhi salam had the kingdom, and Musa alayhi salam and Harun, they ruled together, and they had a kingdom. So that's the commentary on them, and that's how Allah rewards the good doers. Zakaria wa Yahya wa Isa wa Elias kullum min as-salihin. And Zakaria and Yahya and Jesus and Elias, each one of was the righteous one, Allah says. They were all righteous one. Now these four, when Allah described them, they had a special quality, they had zuhud. They were a special quality of zuhud, means they were refraining from worldly desires. You see Zakaria alayhi salam, Zahid. Yahya alayhi salam, Zahid. Isa, Zahid. Elias, Zahid. They were all Zahid. So Allah, kullu mila salihin, these salihin were very, they had a special quality of having zuhud. Now we have to pay attention here, that Isa is being called the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam here. We start verse here. He's called, and we'll continue discussion from here about him being son. Now, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf asked Yahya ibn Muammar. Hajjaj asked Yahya, because Hajjaj was such a cruel king, you know. He said, can you prove from the Quran that Imam Hussein was the son of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which you claim? Then he recited this verse. He said, Isa alayhi salam was called a son of, descendant of Ibrahim alayhi salam, although he was from the mother side, not from the father side. That was the first discussion. Now the discussion goes further down. Now, there are verses in the Quran which shows the right of a daughter. In the time of Jahiliyyah, in the time of ignorance, daughters had no any kind of lineage from the father's side. When Islam declared the rights of women, it comes like the law of verses, first is law of inheritance. In the law of inheritance, there are verses in the Quran Hakim that the share of the son is double than the share of a daughter, right? We know in Quran. So that means daughter has an inheritance, half of the son, right? But she has inheritance. She has inheritance. So That's one argument. And second is, forbidden to you are your mothers and your daughters. This is the Quran's verse from the Surah Nisa, verse 24. That forbidden is your mother and your daughter. In mothers come also grandmas from the mother's and father's side. And in the daughters comes the daughter of your son and daughter of your daughter. They are all forbidden. They are all forbidden. So that means that if your daughter is haram on you, not even she's haram, but her daughter is also haram. That means you have a lineage with your daughter's daughter. That means you cannot deny you being her father. You cannot deny you being her father, either she is a daughter's daughter. That's the argument which is for Ahlul Bayt gives the argument about Imam Hussein being the son of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then, sixth Imam said, he was teaching his companion how to argue the role of the right of Ahlul Bayt. He said that if these kuffar denies, or munafiqin denies, Hasan being the son of Prophet, as them, because there is a verse in Quran, in the same verse which we recited, verse number 23, in the end, Allah says that your sons' wives are also haram on you. Your sons' wives are also haram on you. And the translation goes like that, and the wives of your sons who are from your own loins, they are haram. So, Imam said that, can somebody say that if a Hasanian divorced their wife, Prophet would have married them? No, he would not have married. That means they were Prophet's son. وَإِسْمَعِيلِ وَالْيَسَعَ وَيُونُوسَ وَالْلُوتَ وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ And Ismail, and Alisha, and Jana, and Lot, everyone did we prefer above all beings. They were the preferred one on عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ on all the nations. Now, why these four are being together? Mizan says that they were unique in the sense of trials and tribulations. Now, we know about Ismail alayhi salam, how he was tried by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the dream of his father. We know that. Now comes Ali Asa, who was this prophet? He was the prophet of Bani Israel. He was the disciple. He was the student. He was picked by Elias alayhi salam, and he followed Elias alayhi salam. And when Elias alayhi salam was raised to heaven, he said, "Now Allah picked you to be the prophet," and he showed the same miracles like Isa alayhi salam, walking on the water, raising dead alive. But he was not much appreciated by the people of Bani Israel. So he was tried with tribulation. And Yunus alayhi salam, we know how he was tried through the fish. And Lut alayhi salam, he had a unique trial because first he was with his cousin Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was kicked out from the land, their homeland. And then he went with his cousin Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then he went himself to the Sodom. And then he was tried there so much. So Allah had a unique trials and tribulation with these great four prophets. So Allah put them in one line. وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ Then what he said? That they were raised among all the nations. وَمِنْ عَبَاهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ وَإِخْوَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَبَيْنَاهُمْ وَحَدَيْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِينَ And from among their fathers and their descendants and their brothers, and we chose them and guided them into the straight path. He said that, Allah said that all these prophets, they were all related in the sense of forefathers and children and brothers. You see all this? They are like this. Because Allah chose them. Vastabayna, wahadayna ila sirata mustaqim. Allah vastabayna means he chose them. Hadayna and guided ila sirata mustaqim in the straight path. What was the straight path? They had a straight path is a uniform path. There is no any discrepancy in the straight path. The straight path of Adil alayhi salam was same, the straight path of Isa alayhi salam and straight path of Khatam al-Nabiyyin. Straight path is a path of worshipping one Allah and following the fitrat nature of our nature. Our nature is Islam. Nature is to follow the fitrah, the nature, and on that our religion is based on the fitrah, nature of us. That's why the straight path, we all have same nature. A child is born on the nature of Islam, we know that. So that was the straight path to follow the fitrah. And Because if you go against fitrah, you get all disturbed. You see all this modern society, they are against fitrah. That's why they are all getting mentally sick. Because they go in the zulm. There's so much zulm. Because if you are in the fitrah, you don't do zulm to anybody. There is no zulm. That's why when our imam comes, there will be so much zulm everywhere, and he'll bring to fitrah of the human nature, for the justice. ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء من عبادي ولو اشركوا لحبط عنهم ما كانوا يعلمون. Such is the guidance of Allah. He guides by it whom He pleases of His servants. And if they were to associate others, certainly what they were doing would be vain for them. So Allah said that I was the one, I guided all of them. I was the one, I guided them. وَاللَّهَ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطُوا أَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And if they associated, all the deeds would have been gone. What was their association? Their association would be that if they, their association is different than polytheists. Their association would be like if they make a little bit relaxation in the religion. Make that, okay, this is okay, this is okay, let's change a little bit. That would be the shirk. Like what? People of the book did it. So Allah says that if they would have done it, He would have, their deeds would have been gone. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةِ فَإِنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهَا هَا أُولَٰئِ فَقَدْ وَقَّلْنَا بِهَا قَوْمًا لَيْسُ بِهَا بِكَافِرِينَ. These are they to whom we gave the book, the authority and the prophethood. And if these infidels disbelieve in it, we have entrusted with it a people who are not disbeliever in it. Now it's a long verse, we go slow. All this Prophet Allah says, they have been given three things. Kitab means book, and huk means authority and prophethood. All of them did not get everything, but some got some. So now comes the discussion about this book. What is kitab? So book is a scripture. First discussion about book is a scripture. That scripture is a book. The scripture book we have in the form of paper is not the real book. The book is the organized material. That's a book. Because you can memorize this book in half, it still is a book. Aymat Aarin ka Quran hai na te, right? They are speaking Quran because they are speaking book. It's the organized material means book. There's another meaning of the book is deed book, which we have our Amal Nama, you know, that's also written in deed book. That's also book. Then there's another book, is called Kitab-e-Mubin. There is a verse in Surah 10, verse 61, in which Allah talks very clearly about Kitab-e-Mubin, that every small and big thing is mentioned in Kitab-e-Mubin. And not only that, but then there is another verse in chapter 13, verse number 38, for every term there is a writing. For every term there is a writing. So one is Kitab-e-Mubin, which writes everything in the universe, but there are separate booklets for every term. So that's also a book, but it's not like a book like paper, you know. Now our mind is getting more clear now, like we have genes nowadays. Chromosome writes everything in the genes. Allah writes, who writes? The genetic inheritance, who writes? Allah SWT writes. So that's also written. So we have to have a better understanding. You know, people who were in the olden time, they were so jahil. Oh, do Allah have the books? Angels are like a big booklet, they keep writing with the ink. That's how people used to think, like fools, you know. And they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they didn't know how to even write. They didn't understand how Allah is writing. Now with the new technology, people have more understanding of Kitab-e-Mubin. That this is not just, don't get disbeliever, you know. That where will that big book, the writing everything, and where the ink will come, and where how big the book will be written, and where is this book is placed. That's all shaitani waswasa. Now you know how Allah writes. You are new technology. You are genetic coding, you know. Yes, how much is written through the genetic coding? Do we know that? Immense. Allah writes. فَإِنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهَا هَا أُولَاءِ فَقَدْ وَقَّلْنَا بِهَا قَوْمًا لَيْسُ بِهَا بِكَافِرِينَ. Allah says that if they denied, Allah has placed the one who will never deny about this. I'm reading Mizan. With every prophet, there was always a person Allah taught both of them. Prophet and the one next to him. Because after prophet goes away, he is the one who has is there to not deny it, but to guide. And they are infallibles. They are masumeen, they are infallibles. Now about this verse. Imam Baqir alayhi salam has a long narration. I don't have time to read the whole thing, but bottom line is that Imam said that we are the people of the house who are the one who belongs to this category. We are the one who are the scholars of the Ummah, and we are the one who are the carrier of the book, and we are the one who are there if people deny this religion. And now Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Peace be upon Allah and Peace be upon Muhammad, about the one who holds the matter, means told the Imam, has his companions preserved for him. Even if all people are gone, God will bring his companion. These 313. They will be the kind of those people. So in this group is infallibles who Allah guides. They are not prophets. And Salih Mu'mineen. The true believers are also included in this category. Who, because they are there. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُمْ مُقْتَدِدْ قُلْ لَا أَسَأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرَى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُمْ مُقْتَدِدْ قُلْ لَا أَسَأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرَى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. These are they whom Allah has guided. Therefore, follow their guidance. Say, I ask you no wage for it. It is not but a reminder to the worlds. Allah talked about the one who Allah guided through the divine guidance. Allah says, follow them. And Allah said to Prophet, that tell them, I don't ask any reward for this. But it is the reminder to the worlds. Before I go forward, I want to bring back some discussion about أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ حُكْمًا وَالنُّبُوَّةَ. We read this verse before that Allah gave them the book and hook and nubuwa, right? So we discussed about the book, but I forgot to discuss about hook and nubuwa. Let's go back to hook. What is hook? And what is nubuwa? Hook is authority. Now, hook is given by prophets in putting judgment between two people, giving hukm through the scripture, hukm through the book, and in this hook to stop something wrong. This is called hook. Now there's one hukm, then there are three hukm from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is hukm takwini, means the hukm through his creativity. Allah says, be this and things get created, right? Like in the creation, Allah gives a hukm and it's called a hukm takwini. Then it comes hukm Tashri, means in the legislative manner, Allah's hukm, like Allah's hukm is Shariat, do Salat, do Thawm, do Hajj, these are hukm Tashri. And then Allah's hukm comes in the form of promises. Allah fulfill the promises, like Judgment Day and Paradise and all these, they are also hukm. Hukm is also given by Prophet to settling down dispute through scripture, and Prophet gives hukm and makes the legislative rules by themselves, but through Allah's inspiration. Ma yantiqu anil hawa, Prophet doesn't say anything, but with his desire. So if Prophet said this is the hook, that becomes the hook of Shariat. Now our 12th Imam comes, what will happen? He will say, this is my hook. This is Islamic law for you. We cannot ask him that, oh Imam, where did you bring it from? Quran. If you accept as Imam, this is hook. That's what happened with Kharijis. Kharijis questioned Imam Ali alayhi salam. They did not accept him as a true Imam, that what he said is hook. Don't argue with him. وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ إِذْ قَالُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ بَشْرٍ مِّن شَيْءٍ قُلْ مَنْ أَنزَلْ كِتَابَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ مُوسَى نُورًا وَهُدًى لِلنَّاسِ تَجْعَلَهُ قَرَاطِيسَ تُبْدُونَهَا وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا وَعُلِّمْتُم مَّا لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنتُمْ وَلَا آبَاؤُكُمْ قُلِ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ ذَرْهُمْ فِي خَوْضِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. And they did not recognize Allah with the recognition due to him when they said, Allah has not sent down anything to any human being. Say, who sent down the book that was brought by Moses as a light and a guidance to men, which you put into papers, revealing it and concealing much. And you were taught what you did not know, nor your fathers. Say, Allah, then leave them sporting in their vain discourses. Allah is saying that they did not respect him as he should be respected. When they said that Allah has not revealed anything to a human being. See, when they say that Allah has not revealed anything to human being, that means they are all discarding all these prophets. Allah is talking about all these prophets, how he gives a divine guidance, how he gives nabuwat. We talked about Nabuwat before, right? After Hukm was a Nabuwat, right? I had to go back to Nabuwat. What is Nabuwat? Nabuwat is a divine guidance from Allah to a human being without any third person involved there, which comes through Wahi, through the revelation. That's Nabuwat, to show the matters of unseen world, the secrets. That's Nabuwat. So Allah is saying they did not respect Allah the way he should be respected when they say nothing was revealed to a Bashar, to the human being. Means there was no Nabuwat. There is no Nabuwat. Then Allah says, tell them who sent down the book that was brought by Moses as a light and a guidance to man. Allah is asking that who was the one who sent Moses the book which was a light and a guidance to man, which you put into papers, revealing part of it and concealing much of it. And you were taught what you did not know, neither your forefathers. Say, Allah, then leave them sporting in their vain discourses. Allah here is talking, who is he talking right now? He is now talking to Jewish people, because the reason he is talking to Jewish people, because they were the only one who were revealed Torah, and they were the one who were taught which neither they knew nor their forefather knew, which Allah gave them the rules of Shariat. So Allah is arguing that if you think that Allah has not revealed the Quran Hakim, then who has revealed Torah which had the light and the guidance? Allah says, I taught you which neither you knew it nor your forefathers knew it. See, the thing is that what Allah revealed in Torah or what Allah revealed in Quran or what Allah revealed in Gospel, they are unique things. Human being cannot write like that. Because Allah says that Allah taught you which you did not know nor your forefathers know. All these code of ethics and morals and Shariat rules, they are so deep-seated that nobody can make them. Nobody can make them. Because they are the blessed one and they do not contraindicate each other. What is written in Torah, the same thing is in Gospel, same thing is in Quran Hakim. And they do not go against each other. And they have a lot of wisdom in that. We as a human being are so limited to see unseen world and the spiritual knowledge. Today people are involved in material world. They don't have any power or wisdom to see the unseen and get the knowledge of the unique morality and code of ethics. That's the answer. And it is a miracle of Allah which came through Torah and Gospel and Quran and Hakim that these books are so blessed and that heart which they didn't know before. Now I give example which is described in Mizan that who was the any president of any country or the head of state who just went to the spirituality part of the world rather than just governing the nation. Most of them are just limited to the material world and they just talk about how to control the people, how to rule people, but they can never go beyond that to the spiritual world and code of ethics. And that is Allah is talking about, Allah taught you and your forefather which you did not know. Before Torah, they were all gone. So that is a sign of Allah's blessing, and that's what Allah taught to the Jewish people, that if you think that Allah has not sent anything, then Allah says that who sent that light and the guidance which you reveal something but hide most of that. تُخْفُونَهَا تُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا which you show some but hide most of them. So they wrote Torah on a piece of papers and they scattered them. And from the narration of Aima Tahirin, what they wanted to show, they showed, and what they wanted to change it, hide it, they hide it. That's why Allah says in Quran, تُبْدُونَهَا تُخْخُونَ كَثِيرًا. You revealed some, but mostly you hide it, because it was against their desires. So Allah argued with that, and then Allah says, ثُمَّ دَرْهُمْ فِي غَوْدِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Then Allah said to Prophet, that if they don't understand that, leave them sporting in their own vain discourses. Now next verse Allah talk, verse number 92, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ مُصَدَّقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدِهِ وَلِتُنْدُرُ أُمُّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And this is a blessed book, we have sent it down confirming that which has been before it, and that you may warn the mother city and those around her, and those who believe in hereafter believe in it, and they are careful of their prayers. Now Allah talks about Quran. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ. Allah says, now this book which is Quran has been revealed, which is a blessed book, confirming the books before that. So this book is called Mubarak, means blessed book. That means every goodness is in this book, and this is a sign of being from Allah. Because something comes from Allah, it's all blessed. Everything has wisdom in that, and every part of it has goodness in that. And confirming which was before it, so that you may warn the people of mother city, Ummul Qura. What is Ummul Qura? Mother city. What was the mother city? Makkah. And those around her, woman hawlaha, are, so who are around it? Nowadays the whole world. So Allah sent this book for the people of Makkah and the rest of the world, and those who believe in hereafter, believe in it, and they are careful of their prayers. Allah says this blessed book has been revealed, so you may warn. This blessed book is full of blessing and also warning for the people of Makkah and the whole world, so that, and especially for those who believe in hereafter, and who are the one who observe their prayers, means who are the pious one. 93. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ قَالَ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ وَلَمْ يُوحَ إِلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ وَمَنْ قَالَ سَأُنْزِلُ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمْرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُو أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ ہونی بما کنتم تقولون علی اللہ غیر الحق وکنتم عن آیاتی تستکبرون. And who is more unjust than he who forges a lie against Allah or says, it has been revealed to me, while nothing has been revealed to him. And he who says, I will send down the like of what Allah has sent down. And if you had seen them, seen when the unjust shall be in the agonies of death, and the angels shall spread forth their hands, give up your souls. Today you shall be recompensed with the disgracing chastisement for what you used to say against Allah, other than the truth, and used to behave with pride against His signs. Allah says that who will be more unjust than who forges lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is lie? Lie is that Allah has not revealed anything. There's a lie. Allah has not sent prophet. There's a lie. And associating with Allah is a lie. These are the lies. Allah says that who will be more unjust? وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ قَالَ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ. And he says that it has been revealed to me too. It has been revealed to me, although nothing has been revealed to him. Or he says that I can make what Allah has sent down. These are the lies they made it. And they try to write books like that, but they failed themselves. People say, what are you writing? It doesn't make any sense. So they tried and they failed. Allah says they have done these things. Then Allah warned them that these people who are making lies, making false claim, you see them when they are on their deathbed, they are in the agony of death, and the death angel comes, and then they say, take out your souls, and they take out souls in a very painful way, and they tell them, Al-Yuma tuzzana azaban huni. Today you will get the painful chastisement. Bima kuntum taquluna ala Allah ghayra al-haq, because you used to say about Allah something wrong, ghayra al-haq, without truth. Wa kuntum an ayati tastakbirun, and used to behave with pride against Allah's signs. Allah is talking about barzakh. Allah is talking about how they will get a painful death and what kind of punishment they are waiting in barzakh. This is the kind of behavior they had. Now the same behavior was shown by Yazid when Ahlul Bayt were in his court, and he started talking big, and he started saying that there was no any wahi. Bani Hashim, they did their own story of having wahi. That was their own thing making. He said something similar to this. Now we can see what kind of death Yazid must have got it with this kind of statement of arrogance. Kuntum an ayati tastakbirun. That kind of, what kind of death is he to regard it? With this kind of takabur, this kind of pride. Now we go back to the verse which we read. فَإِنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهَا فَقَدْ وَقَّلْنَاهُ قُومًا لَيْسُ بِهَا بِكَافْرِينَ. We go back to verse 89. Allah says, if they do kufr, we have interested people who will not disbelieve it. On one hand, Yazid was like that, but Allah has put Imam Hussein against Yazid, who Allah has entrusted the religion. That's why we say, Hussein minni wa na min al-Hussein. Prophet said, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Because Allah put Imam Hussein alayhi salam against Yazid to protect the religion. He protected the religion to the degree that he sacrificed everything. Not only him, but the 72 companions, they were also interested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah entrusted them. Now Allah has entrusted religion in the hand of Imam Azam alayhi salam with 313 companions who will put the justice in this world. We pray to Allah to make us one of his companions. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen.